welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two extraordinary moms look the same. We all have a story to tell, and we are all mothering in our own way. So let's celebrate that and learn from one another. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. It is Friday, and it is a good day because my kids went back to school. We've had a really good summer, but it is really, really good to be back in a swing of things and with a schedule, and I'm sure you can identify. But before we get onto lighter topics, I want to acknowledge the devastation that's happening in Houston right now. The images of people losing everything and having their lives truly at stake and so many lives lost, it is heartbreaking to me. And to be far away and wanting to donate tangible things and open my home to people in need, it just feels kind of helpless. But there are so many ways where you can support by donating funds, by purchasing items for people. There's so many Amazon lists going on. And so donating to the American Red Cross is a great place to start. But also I have contributed to other small businesses who are donating proceeds to them. And I've been spreading the word as well in however way I can when I hear about a personal need. Jess Olson, who's been on before, both talking about her NICU stay and her daughter's experience with Rett syndrome. She has been posting about a family she knows in Houston whose little girl also has Rett syndrome, who cannot walk. They are flooded out of their home. They have no car and they're in need of medical supplies. So it's stories like that that are really tugging at my heartstrings. So I just urge you, in addition to your prayers, to also do whatever you can to support the people of Houston who will be displaced and rebuilding for a long time to come. So do not just think of them in these next few days, but in the weeks, months, and years to follow. And I pray that we can all just be really grateful for what we also have today and to lift from where we stand. Whew, that is a lot. That's a lot on our minds and hearts today. But I wanted to cover a topic today that has really helped to unify and bolster my family in hopes that maybe, regardless of what may be going on in your life right now, this could be an activity you can do together as a family that can really bring some encouragement to you today. And that is a family mission statement. Now, I don't know what that means in other homes that may have implemented something similar, but I'm just going to tell you what a family mission statement has meant to my family, what it looks like in our home, and then you can adapt it however you like. So I just want to give you this idea. And you can go over to extraordinarymomspodcast.com to actually see a picture of our mission statement, what we've chosen to have it look like, and then you can take it and run from there. So basically, a few years ago, well, not a few, 10 years ago, when it was just my husband and I in our one-bedroom apartment in Provo, Utah, we decided to come up with a family mission statement. And what that meant was, what is the key mantra or key mission of our family? So when people walk into our homes, what is our goal? What do we want them to feel like? What are the things that we want to focus on both inside and outside of our homes as a family unit? And at the time, it was just two of us. But as our family has grown to add children, we want them to also assume that same type of purpose and mission in their own lives. And so it's something that we talk about, and it's something that we communicate to other people as they come into our home as well. And we have it printed out on an 8x10 sheet of paper and then framed in a much larger frame. I don't even know what size frame this is, but it has matting. And then it also is a wood frame that I think is really beautiful. And it is hung up on our wall in a place where people can see it and read it. And I need to tell you that we've lived in, let's see, from Utah we moved to Michigan, from Michigan we moved to San Diego, from San Diego we moved to Virginia, from Virginia we moved to back to San Diego, and now to Camarillo. We've moved a lot. This mission statement has followed us everywhere that we've gone, and we have changed it just slightly. So back in our newlywed days, we created a short couple sentences that kind of summed up what we wanted our family purpose to be. We printed it out, we posted it on the wall so that people could see it and that we could be reminded of what that was. And then now that we've moved several times, we have taken this mission statement with us. We've always put it up on a wall where the people, our guests in our homes, have been able to read it and see it, and they can see what we value and what we hope they can feel. And we have gotten numerous comments about that. People always, when they notice it, they take the time to read it. And then they always so sweetly communicate back to us, this is how we feel in your home. Thank you for having us here. You're really intentional. We can tell with the way that you're conducting your lives and the way that you are creating a spirit of hospitality. And it's not just to pat ourselves on the back. It is really living out the things that we truly value. So what I encourage you to do is, with your spouse or with your kids as well, decide how you want to do this, but talk about, kind of make a list of the things that you value. What are the top things that really mean a lot to you? Is it having people over? Is it faith? Is it love? Is it respect? Is it celebrating differences? What are the things that you value? Kind of list those out. And then you're going to compose just 2 to 3 sentences, maybe more, whatever you want to do. I know Brené Brown had a really good, I can't remember where I heard it. Shoot. It's on a podcast somewhere, but she talked about how they have a family mantra. I forget what she called it, but it was much longer. So it was kind of the purpose. It's kind of a letter to her children of what she wants for them and what she wants them to be. And it was really, really powerful, but it's much longer than what I have. And so you can do whatever you'd like. But based upon those values that we kind of listed out initially, then we created these sentences to create this mission. So I'm just going to read it to you. So I wrote the family mission statement established 2007. That's when we got married. And I wrote these sentences. We will try to create a home that is welcoming to all, fostering feelings of love, respect, and inspiration. We will strive to live the Lord's commandments and do all we can to become our best selves through sharing our talents and serving others. That's it. That's our family mission. And so the important things that we wanted to focus on is creating a spirit in our home and fostering that spirit. And we believe that the spirit comes from God. And so it's not about us. It's about creating a home that is conducive to that spirit. We want everyone to feel welcome, both people that think like us, love like us, live like us, and people that do not. We want to strive to live the Lord's commandments. So it's a personal conviction as well as a way that turns what we believe and how we want to live, it turns outward to other people. And how we want to communicate that is through sharing our talents and by serving others. Those were two really important tangible action items that are important to our family that we wanted to include in our mission statement. And we have that on the wall. And so we can always be reminded of that. And we revisit, we could do it more often. I think that would be really valuable. But we really only revisit the mission statement about once a year. We read through it. We talk about what the harder words means. You can choose to use child-friendly language, or you can elevate them to the level of the language by pointing out, what does fostering mean? What are commandments? What does service mean? You know, those types of words, if you have littles at home versus whether you have middle schoolers and high schoolers, it's going to look different for you. But you choose what fits and feels best to your family. But tell them what those words mean. And Parker can read this now, which I just love, because now he's able, if we have people in our home and we want to talk about the mission statement, I have him read it out loud, and hearing it in his little 7-year-old voice is just the sweetest thing. And making sure that not only can he read it, but does he know what it means? And not only does he know what it means, then how does it look in his life? That's really important to me. And Austin is not a reader yet, and he's only learning how to implement this mission statement. But I really hope that by really explicitly and intentionally teaching our kids what we value as a family and having them influence too what they think is important. You can change your mission statement year to year. You can tweak it year to year. Some people choose a family theme. Some people choose a family word. It's totally up to you. Or it can stay consistent. We choose to keep this consistent, and that's worked really well for us. But as we grow, we might change it, and that's fine too. It's just a piece of paper that we reprint, and that is a great thing. But the purpose of the family mission statement is to really talk with your children, talk with your spouse about what you value, and then make sure your life is reflecting those values. it needs to be reflected both in the way you act day to day. It needs to be reflected in the activities that you choose. It needs to be reflected in the way that you choose to explicitly have people over into your home and how you treat them while they're there. All of those things will really enhance the value of your days, your weeks, your months, your years. And to us, it's been a really special activity. So if you're looking for an activity to do with your family, it doesn't take very long. This can be done in 15 minutes. But do it as a family and talk about why you want to do it, what are your values, how could we write it in a cool way. You could handwrite it, you can type it out, you can make your own frame, you can stick it on a wall, you can post it various places in the home, whatever you want to do. And I would love to see, be sure to tag me if you choose to do this in your family. Tag me on Instagram at JessicaDahlquist3. I would love to see how you're implementing this in your own family and what your mission statements are. It does not need to look or sound like mine, but I just wanted to encourage you to do something like this that's unifying, especially at the start of a new school year where you're really setting the tone and setting the intentions behind your year. Be explicit with your kids. See what they are thinking and feeling and valuing and incorporate their language into it. It's just such a neat thing. So that's basically it. That's basically the episode today on our family mission statement. I hope that helps. If you have any questions, please let me know. I'd be happy to answer any of them. I'm not the expert on it. It's just what's worked for our family over the past 10 years. But I would love to see what works in your family as well. So be sure that you tag me for that. So that's basically it today. You can head over to extraordinarymomspodcast.com to see a picture of my mission statement. And any of the past episodes, you can always visit over there. As like I said, you can follow me on Instagram at JessicaDahlquist3 or on Facebook at Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I hope you'll tune in next week for an extraordinary episode with an amazing mom. It is Erin Odom. Erin is also known as the Humbled Homemaker online. She is a blogger for a long, long time. But she has a new book that is coming out next Tuesday called More Than Just Making It. She gives financial literacy tips. She talks about her own personal experiences with going through some really hard financial times and how she has risen out of those circumstances, what she's learned, and just some basic tips to help get your family on track financially. She is the most sincere, wonderful, heartfelt friend you could ever ask for, and it was just a delight getting to know her. So you know you're going to love that episode, so definitely tune in next week. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you have an awesome weekend, and I'll see you next week for another episode with another extraordinary mom. Bye.